Proclamation number 0899 of 5th of May, 1939. Death Hour. In view of the approaching death, the human being's spirit brightens up in a flash and it suddenly becomes clear to him how far he had been of wrong faith. For until now a force had wrestled him down which he was not willing enough to resist. But now he realizes that his will alone would have been enough to resist this force, that he was thereby able to escape the spell of the evil powers, but instead did nothing to free his soul. This realization is very depressing and turns the hour of death into an hour of struggle. He is now struggling against them with all strength and trying to free himself from the chains, and the human being does not know how beneficial such an hour can often be for the departing person. How he sometimes succeeds in being stronger than the opposing power, and through his great desire for the divine Savior and Redeemer he can already banish it, and the entry into the eternal kingdom can be a peaceful and blissful one. And once the battle of life is over, an immense spiritual struggle for perfection in the beyond will certainly still begin, and the soul will still have a lot of catching up to do. Yet once it is recognized on earth, then the striving in the beyond is a conscious one. The soul seeks to make up for the wrongly used earthly time in extremely strenuous activity. It only ever has the desire to give, for it has completely become love and solves the task set for it. For this reason, a timely demise on earth can actually only be joyfully welcomed if the soul of bright spirit has recognized the purpose of earthly life and the final liberation from matter has now become its greatest aim. For this is God's will, that every spirit is active for the other, and that, if this will was not fulfilled on earth, the same struggle for the erring souls must begin in the beyond. For only then is complete redemption possible. Amen.